Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, indeed. Here we are, looking down the barrel, headed toward the weekend. I mean, you know, we're on the right side of the barrel.
Oh, okay, good. I was a little concerned there for a moment.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so we're, okay, looking through the sides down there.
Yeah.
Oof, I was concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Not looking into the barrel.
Oh, never do that.
Right.
We've seen We've seen too many videos of people doing stupid stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a TDS Thursday, and every day is TDS. That is Trump Derangement Syndrome. I was checking out MSNBC for a minute, because you always got to see what the enemy's doing.
Oh, and, yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. They had some bozo on there, and he kept calling Trump a narcissistic psychopath.
They like those phrases.
Narcissistic psychopath.
Yeah.
Psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It really is. It's Trump derangement syndrome. And they were like, you know, you could tell they were all like, you know, rubbing their hands together like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, you know? Trump, he's not going to be able to keep his cool. It's a lot of pressure. And they were talking about how, the bathrooms at the, you know, where the trial is and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're not. That's not what Trump's used to. It's, they were really
what?
Like, yeah. But in other words, positioning him, Richie Rich, he can't.
Well,
possibly, you know, handle himself, and he's going to explode, and it's just a matter of time.
You know, you mentioned that whole thing. That was kind of what Biden was trying yesterday, trying to make himself look like, you know, the everyday Joe. I'm like, not so much, no.
You know, that used to work. Yeah, I'm Joe Biden from Scrapple, Pennsylvania. You know,
right.
Scrape my way up to the top, which is a complete fabrication, of course.
Yeah.
And Trump could turn it around very easily. He could say, well, you know, I got to hand it to Joe Biden. I mean, he wants to play class warfare, and clearly I've been much more successful than him. However,
yeah.
I have to say, you know, dealing with a salary that's been, you know, around $200,000 for, you know, for the last 30, 40 years, to acquire 8 multi-million dollar properties.
That's pretty successful.
I guess he's doing all right.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, you know.
I'm sure it was all legal.
Yeah. I've got some. See, you got to weave your way through some of this stuff.
Well, it's amazing all the stuff that all of a sudden Biden is doing, because it's like, it's like they're trying to transform him. It's like he's trying to be one, the everyday guy. Story here just a few minutes ago, you know, maybe going to put tariffs on China. You know, maybe he should consider, you know, shutting down the border. It's like they're trying all the things to make him look palatable and electable here in these last months.
Okay. So you talk about him, he's going to use tariffs against China.
Right.
Like, he invented the idea, which, of course, Trump was the master of it, and utilized it to make better and fairer deals with China. Biden might talk about it, but he'll never do anything. In fact, you know, why isn't he sanctioned China?
Uh-huh.
You know what China's been doing? They've been buying Iranian oil. $100 billion been funneled to their terrorist client states, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Houthis, all attacking Israel. The Bidens haven't done a thing about this. No ships have been stopped. No impoundments. Who is Iran's biggest customer, by the way? That would be China. This is from Larry Kudlow and some statements he made the other day. According to ship tracking data from Vortexa, China bought an average of 1.05 million barrels per day of Iranian oil in the first 10 months of last year. This is 60% above pre-sanction peaks recorded by Chinese customs in 2017. 60% above. Above. So before the sanctions, they were importing less. Now, more. China's October imports from Iran are estimated to have reached about 1.45 million barrels per day, the highest monthly level ever. Well, ain't that something? What about all those sanctions? Our top adversary, China. Our top enemy, China. China is buying plenty of oil also from Russia, violating those sanctions also. And of course, Iran is selling drone missiles to Russia despite sanctions, raising even more money and fueling the Ukraine war as well as the Israeli war. Biden, of course, is doing nothing. Why hasn't Joe Biden publicly chastised China for financing two wars against the United States through the illegal import of Russian and Iranian oil? Where's the public warning? I'm reading through a Reuters story dated yesterday. That's Iran's unprecedented missile and drone strike on Israel is unlikely to prompt dramatic sanction actions on Iran's oil exports from the Biden administration due to worries about boosting oil prices and angering their top buyer, China. So he can talk about tariffs. He will not implement them. He's doing this is election run up to the election baloney.
Yep.
He's trying to tell the steel industry, vote for me, vote for me, because in any sort of polling that's been done with the steelworks, with a lot of unions, in fact, you know, the top brass might outwardly say they support Biden, but all of the workers pretty much are voting for Trump.
Well, remember the UAW, they cast their lot, if you will, towards Biden. And literally the next day or two, you've got the head of the union going, yeah, most of the guys are going to vote for Trump. Then that should tell you something. Why does leadership not follow the workers as opposed to the workers supposed to follow the union leadership?
Well,
aren't they supposed to represent
they should have,
those guys and gals?
They should have very similar kinds of goals,
yeah,
you know, but
that was almost weird that he went on and even said that.
Yeah,
literally a day or two after going for Biden.
Now, speaking of oil, this gets kind of interesting too. Senator Eric Schmidt, a Republican out of Missouri, had a tense exchange with Biden's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, and basically he accused them or the administration coordinating the release of U.S. emergency oil reserves with China. During a hearing before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Schmidt noted that the U.S. has failed to replenish its strategic petroleum reserve since it encouraged other countries to release their stockpiles. Remember, it was in response to Russia's war against Ukraine in 2022. Two things have happened since then. We've not replenished our strategic reserves, and China has an enormous stockpile now. And he said the U.S. reserves are at historically low levels. Granholm, of course, denied the U.S. policy on its strategic reserves and that it was ever connected to coordination with China, saying the U.S. had encouraged multiple countries, not just China, to release their strategic reserves. She could not confirm, though, whether China followed through on its promise to release its reserves. She would know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did concede that China had purchased a tiny amount, perhaps 3% from the U.S., from the strategic reserve. Yeah, they would have gotten more, but Congress acted quickly and passed a bill banning the strategic reserve exports to China. And it gets worse. So, yeah, oil, China, Iran, even Russia. And who's got a hand in this? Do the Bidens have a hand in this? Yes, they do. Coming up, 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's almost Friday. Hang in there, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dana Lash.
It is very difficult for me to take criticism about how I or other ladies live my life when they haven't raised children as successfully as I have. So when you can match me, then maybe I'll consider your opinion.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thursday, 6:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Day number three, one of your top stories. Day number three, jury selection continues in New York City in the witch hunt to bring down Donald Trump. Yep, the Biden government versus Trump. The Democrats versus Trump. Yep, so that that continues. All right, I was talking about oil. I was talking about some of the things that are going on there that is, well, it's kind of interesting to say the least. So this Senator Eric Schmidt, a Republican in Missouri, was talking to Jennifer Granholm, okay? And, you know, I've already told you some of this stuff about draining the strategic reserve. He said that's, you know, called a strategic reserve for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay? So
you mean not when you're just trying to look good and act like it's going to really lower gas prices?
Exactly, because that, he mentioned that. He said the security of the United States at risk. You put it at risk in order to use it as a campaign talking point, but it did nothing to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the gas pump. And here's another thing. Schmidt cited figures that 900,000 barrels of oil had been sold to an American subsidiary of Sinopec. That's a Chinese-owned company. Sound familiar? Mm. It's part of the Biden web. Okay. We'll just leave it like that for now. And, of course, with not just strong connections to the Chinese Communist Party, if you're a business in China,
yeah,
it's...
You're in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And listen to this. Which, in turn, had received billions of dollars from BHR Partners. BHR Partners, you'll never hear that on the mainstream media, okay? But we've talked about it before. It's a private equity firm co-founded by the president's son, Hunter Biden.
What a cool... We don't believe in coincidence.
Who held a 10% stake in the company. Granholm said, I'm not aware that Hunter Biden benefited from the sale of America's strategic oil reserves to a Chinese-affiliated company. But she also said the Biden administration was waiting to purchase barrels if they are at a price that is fair to the American taxpayer.
Okay.
Really? So he's waiting for it to be a deal. Sounds like everybody else is getting a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the American taxpayer.
Except for us. And again, going back to Larry Kudlow, he points out that, look, if Trump were president and his drill, baby, drill philosophy,
yeah,
he said oil would be closer to $40 a barrel than today's $90 a barrel. And here's why it's important, other than our own economy and you and I filling up and the portion of our paycheck that is taken for that exchange. Here's the big thing. Here's the important thing. Iran, we had them on the ropes financially under Trump. They're flourishing now under Biden. I mean, one could make the connection that we're actually helping to finance their attacks on Israel and American soldiers via their proxy terrorist buddies there in Hezbollah and Hamas and Houthis. And so the important thing here is $40 a barrel versus $90 would bring gasoline prices down substantially in the U.S. But more importantly, geopolitically, peace, from a peace perspective, it would put Iran back into bankruptcy. But no, they're not going to drill, baby, drill, because the Green New Deal is more important than protecting Israel. The Green New Deal is more important than affordable energy prices for Americans. Okay? I mean, and by the way, while Biden is now all of a sudden touting the value of using tariffs to protect American workers, remember, it was Trump that used tariffs for trade and non-trade purposes. Okay? We know what he did with China. But did you know just the threat of massive tariffs on Mexico is how he got the agreement to remain in Mexico while seeking asylum deal? That's how he did it. And it also helped when Mexico put 25,000 troops at the border. It was either that or we are going to make your tariffs so massive it's going to strangle your economy. Trump used that to benefit Americans, to keep the folks from trying to get into our country like waves that began to happen as soon as Biden took office and he repealed all the things that Trump had put in place. All he had to do was leave it alone, and he knows that. It didn't happen by accident. He opened the borders on purpose. It's creating chaos. He's trying to force electric cars down everybody's throat. The Green New Deal, that whole thing, is more important than having a strong economy in the U.S. It's clear.
Yeah.
And that all ties into, you know, the United Nations and how they want to bring down the standard of living for Americans to make this whole, you know, one world, borderless world, get it closer to reality. Instead of protecting the sovereignty of our nation and the specialness and the freedom that exists. And really, not just freedom in terms of being able to do what you want, go where you want, but there's a real economic freedom when you can provide for your family and help to create a better future for your children. Whether it's through, advanced education or trade schools, or investments, whatever it be.
If only Bidenomics was a good thing. But it's not.
No, it's not. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Nancy Pelosi in her pie hole. Why didn't she zip it? I'll tell you some of the stupid things she says. We can't cover them all. We've only got 3.5 hours left in the show.
Good point.
But we'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
We'll sprinkle some of that in there. It's like just a little bit of arsenic won't kill you.
Oh.
Right? Oh, hang in there, my friends. Happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now. on the sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
It's election interference by Biden.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. Stay on top.
News here in Florida.
At the top.
I turn on the sky. Boom. News.
News.
At the top.
Every hour.
News that affects my life.
When I need it. My news.
Sky News.
The news station.
News Talk
97.3. The Sky.
Another whopper from Uncle Joe. Story time with Uncle Joe.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is a good one.
I can't wait.
Well, as long as you're not eating breakfast currently, you'll see the tie-in. 6:38, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday, almost Friday. It's on the horizon, friends. Just hang in there. We'll get through it together. We'll make this Thursday awesome.
I love it.
All right. You're going to love it.
Oh, no.
President Joe Biden telling some stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Apparently, this part is true. His uncle, Ambrose Finnegan. Ambrose Finnegan,
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden's uncle, apparently his plane crashed during World War II.
Okay.
Military records show that the aircraft plunged into the open water of the Pacific Ocean. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
And that, hey, the guy died a hero.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but you know what? With Joe Biden, that's just not a good enough story. So let's embellish a little bit. And where I'm going, you are not going to believe if you haven't heard this story yet. They never recovered his body.
Okay.
This is Joe Biden saying that. But the government went back. When I went down there, he went down to New Guinea, he claims, maybe he did.
Okay.
I went down there, and they checked, and they found some parts of the plane. Yeah, they may have eventually washed ashore. What he's trying to say is he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because, well, there were a lot of cannibals. For real.
Okay.
In that part of New Guinea, which that part's true also. But what you're saying is, Uncle Finnegan, they were serving up some Finnegan Irish stew there on the beaches of New Guinea.
Wow.
Yes, some Ambrose kebabs. How would you like your kebab?
Medium well, please.
Oysters Finnegan. Oh, maybe we shouldn't go there. Okay.
No.
So that's his new one, and he told it twice.
Well, he does repeat things he makes up on multiple occasions.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
So he implied twice Wednesday that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea after his plane crashed during World War II, even though military records show the aircraft plunged into the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
And, he got shot down where there was a lot of cannibals at the time. Biden initially told this to reporters before boarding Air Force One as he departed Scrapple, Pennsylvania, where he grew up. I'm sorry, that's Scranton.
Close.
I can't say Scranton because every time I do, I think of the TV show The Office.
Oh, it's just I get that.
When our big boss, because he has, you know, some of his radio time was there.
Yes.
And he says it.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's a story coming, and I just feel like all of a sudden I'm Jim, and I have these weird thoughts. But anyway,
you do.
Biden goes on. They never recovered the body. Government went back when I went down there. I'd like to know where he really went to New Guinea.
Huh. So maybe
he did.
Wonder, was he vice president then?
Don't know when this supposedly took place. We'll have to do more fact checking. After arriving in Pittsburgh now, he left Scrapple. He goes to Pittsburgh. The 81-year-old president told the same story to the United Steelworkers Union members. You know? Yeah. He got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there used to be, there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea. You know when he says, for real?
Then you know it's
a lie. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pentagon's Defense POW MIA accounting agency says that Finnegan's plane actually was lost over the open ocean.
Which is a lot different than right there on an island. I wonder when this was, because apparently he was supposed to be the first U.S. president to visit. And this is like back in, I think, January. The story coming out in May. But apparently it had been canceled and Blinken went. So unless he went prior, I don't know.
You know, and it's not uncommon for people to want to maybe kind of retrace maybe some steps or the life of a family member or relative, something like that.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know, so he clearly went down to New Guinea, you know, and he said, hey, this is the last place that my uncle was, invited to dinner.
Wow.
I am
searching and searching, and all I get are that he canceled the trip to New Guinea. So, I don't know.
Well.
But again, we're talking about Joe Biden. If he was planning a trip and he was thinking about his uncle, he wakes up one day and he's got a story. Like this one, possibly. So.
Yeah. So, it's another Joe Bidenism. But remember, as the MSNBC guest said, it's the other guy that is the narcissistic psychopath.
Right.
Yeah, referring to Trump and exposing once again their Trump derangement syndrome. While Joe Biden, leader of the free world, that clearly has shown his mental acuity diminishing, now has a story about Uncle Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Ambrose Finnegan. Ended up as the Irish stew of the New Guinea cannibals.
Why would you? I mean, okay, so he died a hero. Why do you have to make him dinner? I don't get it. That's just weird.
I'm not sure either. I mean, I don't know what the purpose is other than trying to, make the story, I guess, I don't know, more compelling, more entertaining, if you will. I guess if that, I don't know. It is odd. All right. So, obviously Israel, Iran, what's going to happen next? I just want to make sure that as everyone tells Netanyahu, to cool down, to chill, even stupid Nancy Pelosi is saying things like, I'm not sure that Netanyahu is capable of peace.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody's capable of peace if you're always being attacked. And the guy who speaks for Iran said Saturday's attack was a limited one, but that, quote, nothing would remain from the Zionist regime should it escalate the current situation. Again, Netanyahu, he's being threatened. And they'll try to make good on that threat. They sent, 300 rockets and mortars and... That's crazy into Israel. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy, happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
You know, I visited New York City. It was a few years back. And I have to tell you, I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would go there today. They've got issues.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is 6:49. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, well, that's just for my own safety. But politically, they really are out to lunch. New York Democrats and other radicals have advanced a ballot initiative that may ultimately pit the state's Bill of Rights against conservatives, religious residents, and others opposed to gender ideology and abortion. The presently vague wording of the proposed New York Equal Protection of Law amendment, championed by Planned Parenthood and various other leftist organizations, has some critics worried that there may be ruinous consequences beside the codification of abortion in the state constitution. Just the News noted that some opponents have expressed concerns that this ERA, this Equal Protection Amendment, might enable children to get sex changes without parental consent.
Oh.
And altogether weaken laws that presently protect children.
Wow.
Yep. Mm. So, it's written in such a way that, it says, presently states that no person shall be subjected to any discrimination in his or her civil rights by another person, firm, corporation, institution, or by the state, based on race, color, creed, religion. This effort would add that New Yorkers, now to be conferred plural pronouns contra his or her, cannot be discriminated against on the basis of ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health, and et cetera, et cetera. So basically, they're trying to sneak that in there where a child.
Wow.
But and other states, other there's we've seen this. We've actually seen it occur where they'll do like a double mastectomy on a 14-year-old girl because she mm-hmm. feels like she's a boy.
Right.
I just can't wrap my head around that concept and that idea. But I believe in most of those cases there actually was a parental, a parent allowing that to occur.
Well, you had the issue where you had the child that was living, I believe, in the States with the father, in Canada with the and then the mother was in Canada, and they actually took the child away from the parent who the dad who did not want the child to have any operations. They took the child away, took it across the border to the mother in Canada. One of the things that caught my attention in the story you just did is gender expression, I think mm-hmm. is how you put it. So sliding that in there, does that mean, let's say you have some sort of, maybe you got a Christian bookstore or you've got a daycare. Could you not hire someone because they want to express themselves as the gender that they're really not, because we're not playing with their imagination, and they would you would have to hire them and they would you'd be forced to have them around the kids or in front of your customers because of how they want to express themselves?
Yeah. I mean, it covers sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression.
Okay.
I mean, so, yeah, it's all wow. in there. A sex change operation for a minor should be completely not allowed anywhere, anytime, ever. Let alone without parental consent. I just, what is the thought process there? You know what they try to sell you. You know, the kid really knows. The kid knows, his thoughts, mind doesn't conform to, his biological body. And if you don't treat these kids, it could lead to suicide. Well, they found out that even the ones that you treat and you give them everything they want turn out to still be, highly depressed. In other words, they might have issues beyond just a gender identity thing, or they get more attention when they claim a gender identity crisis versus just, simple anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts. They get action and a reaction, and they get affirmation immediately. And we've had several stories and several people have come forward that now regret having that sex change operation. And they tell the story of how immediately, people coalesce around them and, we know what you're going through, and got fast-tracked into having surgery before they were 18. Yeah. And that's why you don't allow children to make life-altering decisions. I don't know what you would consider a life-altering decision that would be greater than, other than death, that would be greater than attempting to change the biological sex that you were born with.
Right.
How
do we go from a school can't give you an aspirin to this kind of thing, or a tattoo is something, no, you got to wait until you're an adult because that's a pretty permanent decision, not as permanent as this one.
You can't handle a beer, but a double mastectomy?
Ah, no
coming
problem.
Right up.
Yeah.
insanity. It is insanity before our eyes.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tim, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
I heard a great analogy that I thought was very, very important. They said, well, you know, would you take your 12-year-old to a bar and go drinking with them all the time? I said, well, no. Well, why wouldn't you? Because alcohol can have some permanent effects on a young mind and a young body. Oh, okay. So gender reassignment is somehow even more. I mean, in either one of them, I hate to say it, is a choice.
Wow.
So you're going to have permanent effects when you do the surgery. And unfortunately, some of the studies, depending on what you're looking at, is the head of Johns Hopkins was fired because he refused to do the gender assignment reassignment surgeries due to the fact that the suicide rate was higher in the people who had the surgeries.
Yeah, yep, you're right. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. I gotta find some upbeat stuff, all right? Or we'll just make fun of Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. That's
pretty easy.
That's pretty easy.
All right. You know I'll take the easiest path.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Hang in there, my friends. Listen at work. Know the traffic before you head out. Go to thesky973.com and listen on your desktop or laptop.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.